Welcome to the Chicks Talkin' Footy Joy Podcast, sponsored by The Pancake Parlour, supporting AFL women since day one. Lovely.
It's Bree here and Moddy.
Hi.
And I am super excited to introduce our special guest for tonight's show. He was pick 46 in the rookie draft in 2015, elevated to the Richmond senior list in 2016, and finished third in the Tigers' best and fairest in a premiership year. I am, of course, talking about star Tigers midfielder and one of my favourite premiership heroes, Kane Lambert. Welcome to Chicks Talking Footy, Kane.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Now, Kane, we like to start with the hard-hitting questions on our show. How many times have you watched the grand final win?
To be honest, I can't tell you how many because I can't count that high, but I watch the second half a lot. I tend to, when I get a bit of spare time, just put the second half on. But, it's a good watch, but hopefully you've got some more memories to make this year.
It's that strange thing, and it's one of those boring lines, but, do you have to pinch yourself? But you almost must. It's a thing you grow up looking forward to doing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And particularly reflecting on the day and just remembering when I was sort of standing out on the G and just took it in and looked around and thought it's almost a bit of an out-of-body experience. Am I really experiencing this? Has this actually happened? And, looking back on the highlights and videos and that sort of thing, it is quite hard to believe that, it's something that I actually achieved.
Yeah, well, congratulations for it. And that's high praise coming from me as a Bomber supporter.
Thank you very much.
Now, Kane, Richmond earlier this year became, sorry, last year, I think. Oh, no, maybe it was this year. Richmond became the first AFL club to partner with the Midsummer Festival. And you were involved with the Midsummer Carnival and the Pride March. Can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yeah, that's correct. Obviously, Richmond were partnered with the Midsummer Festival, and myself and Jaden Short actually attended down there, and it was a beautiful day, and it was a new experience for us. We had been to one of those type of things, but we both left and said how accommodating and welcoming everyone was down there, and the vibe, it was just a happy place to be. And it was fantastic that Richmond Football Club got on board, and me and Shorty were both very happy to attend and experience it.
Awesome. Midsummer's a big event in our calendar, and we all got down there. So, it was great to see the guys down there and Richmond being visible as part of the Midsummer Festival. Now, earlier, maybe it was last week, the club extended Dimmer's contract for three more years, and I saw the players' reaction, which was priceless. The players clearly love him and play for him. What makes him a great coach, Kane?
Oh, I think Dimmer's just his love and care. Obviously, he's a real big family man, and he treats us boys like his son, and he's got deep down compassion and empathy for his players, and it's replicated with the way we play and we play for him. So that was well deserved for Dimmer, and no real surprise that the club extended his contract, and obviously the boys are very, very excited to have him on board again.
Kane, I read it wasn't the summer just gone, the one before that Dimmer went overseas and did a lot of study or had a look at a lot of other things about how other coaches go about their business and stuff. And apparently that made a huge difference to him and therefore to you guys. Did you notice anything appreciably?
Yeah, I think so. Dimmer admits himself he probably wasn't the person he wanted to be when, it was a dark time in 2016. And, he went back and worked on himself, and, he sort of changed his whole mindset and his perception, and he's gone back to the person he wants to be. And it's been reflective in, not even the players, but everyone else around the footy club. And, sometimes you have to look in the mirror and find a solution within yourself before you can go change everything else. So, he did a huge self-reflection, and, he's more than benefited from it. And you can see it himself. He's a lot happier, and, he's really, really enjoying his coaching.
We are, of course, chatting with Tigers midfielder Kane Lambert. And, Kane, you are coming off a breakout year last year, finishing third in the best and fairest. You must have taken some enormous self-confidence out of last year and and really believe you belong at the highest level. What's been your focus over the pre-season to take your game to another level?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it's a constant battle, you know, with myself, believing that I'm good enough at AFL level. I think, you know, for a number of years, I was told I wasn't good enough, and to some degree, deep down, you might start believing it. So, you know, that's been a big shift for me, is, you know, spending some time on my mindset, my mental game, and, you know, starting to perceive myself in a different way. You know, I thought I took steps forward last year, but, you know, to take my game to another level, I have to, again, believe in myself that I can do it. So, you know, that's the first step for me, and hopefully we can see the reward, you know, come tomorrow night.
Well, I hope you win too, even though, as I said earlier, I'm a bomber. But now, Kane, there's another important indicator, and that's Supercoach. And you're pretty reasonably priced. So should I jump on your back and put you in my team?
No, I'm not sure if I want that pressure on me. If you chuck me in there, you might come for me in a few weeks.
But, well, we do have your phone number, so I could do that.
I'm not going to make any promises, so maybe just stick without me for now.
All right, then.
So, Kane, we are on the eve of the season, and the Tiger supporters' mindset will have changed from a feeling of hope to a sense of greater expectations this season. Has the team's own expectations risen again?
Oh, not particularly. Yeah, we're under no illusion that we start again, and the fact that we won the premiership gives us no entitlements this year. And, you know, seeing how even it was last year, obviously we come from 13th and to win the premiership, so everyone's in the race this year. You know, our only expectation is to stick the process and not worry about outcomes, not worry about wins, draws and losses, and just get the brand of footy that, you know, our fans expect. And, you know, we want to be hard to beat and fun to watch, and we'll try to bring that each week.
Speaking of tomorrow night, we obviously play the Blues, and the Blues are a dangerous opponent. What do we have to do to beat them?
Yeah, they are. Obviously, they're quite youthful. You know, last year they played quite a defensive brand, but, you know, there's been a bit of shift and focus on their offensive ball movement. So they're going to be a challenge to break down, but, you know, we just got to bring that pressure that we become renowned for last year, and, you know, hopefully the rest will take care of itself.
And so there needs to be a couple of changes to the team, doesn't there? Because, you know, Prestia and Rioli and Hooley are out. Have you got who's going to come in and cover their spots?
Well, there's a number of players that could fill their spots, and that was the great thing about our team last year is that, you know, we had 44 contributors along the board, and, you know, to go deep in finals, you need that. We've seen, you know, the progression of Shea Bolton and Jaden Short throughout the JLT, and, you know, just what they can bring, and they're going to bring improvement to our squad. And, you know, Corey Ellis is another one who can take another step forward this year. But, you know, the likes of, you know, Anthony Moles and Sam Lloyd, who are just consistently playing well at VFL level. So we have a number of players who can come in and play those roles. So obviously, you know, Preston and Basher and Brody and Rioli are fantastic players and premiership players. But the pressure's on our health squad to improve, because, you know, the next year are pushing hard.
It's a great position to be in, isn't it, to have, you know, to have people pushing up, as you say, all trying to get into the firsts?
Yeah, exactly. It's only healthy, and, you know, we pride ourselves on making each other better. And if someone takes your spot for the benefit of the team, you know, that's something you have to sacrifice. But obviously, we pride ourselves on making each other better.
You sound like, and what you said about Dimmer earlier, is that you sound like a really modern outlook that you all have, which is part of your success as well, I guess. Now, I just want to quickly gear change over to the AFLW and talk to you about the Katie Brennan situation. As you may know, Katie, the captain of the Bulldogs, has been rubbed out and won't be able to play in the grand final. She is going to appeal, but you had a similar situation as in that Trent Cotchin was before the, what do you call it? Tribunal. Yeah, that's right. Yep. Just blank. Last year, does it disrupt the club a lot?
Not particularly, looking back on it. Yeah, I know. Obviously, Trent, behind closed doors, it probably concerned him, and, you know, it would have been tough for him to go through it. But, you know, it's something he couldn't control, and it's something he had to accept that he had to go through. But, you know, in terms of us, our focus was, you know, purely on what we needed to do. And, you know, that's the way I play our footy. We focus on what we're doing, not how we're doing. And, you know, that was out of Trent's control. I feel for Katie. I couldn't imagine how tough it would be for her at the moment. But, you know, the players have a job to do, and, now, those things outside your control, you have to forget about and focus on, you know, your next task.
Yep, sounds a good idea.
Well, Kane, as a Richmond member, thank you so much for being a great sport and giving up your time on the eve of the season. We wish you and the Tigers all the very best for the season ahead, and I hope for a big win tomorrow night.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Good luck, Kane.
Thanks, Kane.
No worries. Thank you.
Footy, 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 footy